This is Terrio Media.
Hey, strap in. It's time for the Epic Real Estate Investing Show. We'll be your guides as we navigate the housing market, the landscape of creative financing strategies, and everything you need to swap that office chair for a beach chair. If you're looking for some one-on-one help, meet us at reiace.com.
Let's go.
Let's go.
All right, you've probably heard the alarming news that there's big trouble in Florida real estate. The state, it's experiencing a massive market shock with a massive sell-off stirring up fear of a 2008 repeat. You know, in the last 2 years, Florida's housing inventory, it's surged 236%. In some Florida markets like Tampa, inventory is up 312%. The Cape Coral area is up 400%. In North Porch, it's up 411% in the last 24 months. When inventory soars like that, prices are expected to naturally come crashing down. I mean, it has to, right? Because real estate, it goes in cycles. Some reports are predicting 30 to 40% of price decreases, creating fear and uncertainty among homeowners and investors alike as sellers, they're slashing their list prices. And the days on market have doubled statewide, more than in some areas, have more than doubled. For sale signs, they're popping up all over the place. And all evidence of a drastic shift in the market. And so the dream of owning property for homeowners and investors in Florida seems to be a nightmare becoming all too true. I mean, imagine buying a home in Florida today only to see the value plummet just in the coming months. And picture the anxiety of watching your investment shrink as prices continue to decline. This is something you want to stay far, far away from. I mean, think about the stress of trying to sell your property in a market flooded with listings and competing against builders and other desperate sellers that are all slashing their prices. The situation, it feels kind of dire. And the stakes, they're incredibly high for those in the middle of it. The fear of another 2008 style collapse looms large, making you question whether now is the right time to buy or invest in Florida real estate, or gosh, any real estate at all right now. The YouTube experts, they're all citing history that prices always drop when following unsustainable trends, and that the spiking inventory, this signals that a major downturn is inevitable, like in 2008. Well, if that were always true, then incredible opportunities are on the horizon as well. I mean, do people really want to wait for prices to bounce back up before they buy real estate? That would be ridiculous. I mean, how many times do people have to go through these cycles before they learn that as prices always fall, they always return? Higher inventory shifts power to the buyer, giving the buyer more choices, choices for the best properties, flexibility in negotiating with the sellers of the owners of these best properties. And the current market conditions are showing this as sellers are slashing their list prices. But contrary to popular belief, Florida's appeal, it hasn't dwindled. The demand for Florida real estate remains strong. People are still flocking to the state, or has an appealing climate, tax advantages. It's got the job opportunities. It's got the freedom lifestyle of its political environment. That all makes the state a place where most people want to live, and they're moving there. Remote work is here to stay, and Florida has been and continues to be the prime beneficiary of that trend. And this is really important because real estate just flat out doesn't work without people. And one extreme advantage as a real estate for a real estate investor is knowing where the people are going. You want to follow them. Here, look at this. Based on U-Haul's growth index page, Florida is the number two growing state in the country. And this is where all of the U-Haul vehicles are being dropped off. And even if you don't have access to this chart, here's an undeniable clue. Here, watch this. Anyone can do this. As of right now, if I were to rent a moving truck in Orlando to drive to Los Angeles, it's going to run me $2,484. Now, if I were going to go in the opposite direction, the exact same distance from Los Angeles to Orlando, that same truck would cost me $3,158. That's a $700 difference. So is that because gas is cheaper going from east to west? No, it's because they've got more trucks in Florida than California, and they need to get those trucks back to California so more people can leave that state. So they incentivize that behavior by lowering prices in one of the directions. So when discounted real estate meets this type of long-term demand, what you have here is a serious wealth-building opportunity in front of you. But let's look more at California, and you can compare it to Florida so you can make an educated decision about whether or where your own investment dollars should go. California's housing inventory right now is exactly where it was 2 years ago. The median price is exactly where it was 2 years ago. And the migration is the lowest in the country. It's ranked dead last. So more people are leaving California than arriving, making it a very questionable investment location. And this is reflected in builder confidence, as building permits have steadily declined there in the last 2 years. I mean, even builders, with all of their resources, all of the research that they have available to them, they're putting the pause on building more properties in California because they too know that real estate, it doesn't work without people. Now, Florida, despite the spiking inventory, the median list price is down only 5.26%, meaning that sellers, they can't just sell their house for whatever they wanted like they used to. But they shouldn't be too sad. You shouldn't feel too sorry for them, because the median sales price, what they're actually selling for, that's up 3.3% in that same time period. Sales prices don't rise when a market is in trouble. And here's the primary reason. Migration to Florida is the second highest in the country, which should signal to savvy investors that this is a place to really consider buying more. The builders certainly believe that's the case, because that's where all of their money and their attention is going. Because look at this. They're pulling more permits. But still, what about the rising inventory right now? Well, if you look at what was happening just 2 years ago, builder confidence was really high in Florida. They could see the future in that market. And so, as reflected by the number of building permits that they were pulling, you can see it right here. So there's typically a two-year lag before those new properties hit the market. And it's these houses that were in the planning stage here that are now hitting the market. Thus the surge in inventory that we're all seeing. But permits, you can see here, they slowed down for a moment. So we'll likely not see much more inventory, maybe a little bit, but not much more inventory in Florida until March of next year. So we've kind of got what we've got right now. And logic would tell you that we're kind of close to the bottom of the market in Florida right now. Further, Florida's economic strength is evident in its diverse economy, its industries such as tourism, agriculture, aerospace, and technology. It all contributes to a very robust economic foundation. For example, Orlando is not just a tourism hub. It's also a growing tech and innovation center. The state's GDP grew by 5.9% in 2021, outpacing the national average, and it's showing zero signs of slowing down in 2024. So ignoring these factors means overlooking the underlying strengths that make Florida's real estate market so robust and so strong. The continuous influx of new residents and businesses, it sustains the demand and it supports the property values. By focusing on the real economic fundamentals, as opposed to YouTubers' fear-mongering drama that they're all battling for clicks, investors can make informed decisions, recognizing that Florida's real estate market is far from collapsing. Instead, it offers a very stable and attractive environment for long-term investment. I mean, what more could you possibly ask for from a real estate market? Florida's real estate market, it's evolving. It's not collapsing. Now, there are interest rates to consider, but still, all indicators suggest that they're going to be where they are for a while. Maybe there's going to be one more reduction here before year's end. And then there's the wild card that's in play, the election. But anything that would happen with these two variables are likely to be temporary. In the long term is the growing number of people needing housing in Florida, and Florida doing everything that they can to create a very hospitable environment and economy so that people want to continue to come and they want to stay and they want to live. The assertion that Florida's housing market is collapsing, it's relative. One market's collapse is another market's minor blip. High inventory levels may signal a market correction, but historically, such corrections are followed by periods of robust growth. For instance, after the 2008 crash, Florida's real estate market, it rebounded significantly with home prices rising steadily from 2012 onwards. But let's just imagine the worst case scenario of the 2008 crash. Let's say you purchased a Florida property at the peak of its sales price, meaning you paid more for that property than anyone would have paid the day after, which was actually in May 2006. And then you rode the market all the way down and you just waited until today. If you did that, you'd still be up 65%. You'd have only lost if you had sold. So this cyclical pattern, it indicates that current market conditions present a golden long-term opportunity for investors, even if you mess it up and you get it totally wrong. I mean, if you're the type of person that subscribes to the idea that the market always crashes, and that's why it will crash again, you must also subscribe to the idea that it never crashes to the previous low. And then you also have to subscribe to the fact that the market always recovers and it always exceeds the previous high. It's bad logic to say it always goes down and only sometimes goes up. There's zero evidence of that. That would be actually a false statement if you said it. Real estate investors, they focus on long-term value rather than short-term fluctuations. You know, Warren Buffett, he said that his favorite holding time is forever and that the best investing is boring investing. And so ignoring this means missing out on building real wealth in a proven way, robbing yourself of your own prosperous financial future, diminishing the legacy that you create and the legacy that you leave for your kids. The savvy investor sees high inventory not as a red flag, but as a green light, signaling the chance to buy and hold for long-term gains. And these experts that continue to compare today's real estate market to the 2008 crash are really misleading you by overlooking crucial differences. You see, the 2008 financial crisis was largely driven by subprime mortgages and poor lending practices, and to a lesser degree, overbuilding. Well, today, lending standards are much stricter with more rigorous credit requirements and higher down payment demands. And this creates a more stable housing market foundation. For instance, the Mortgage Bankers Association reported that the average credit score for mortgage borrowers in 2021 was 786. That's significantly higher than the pre-2008 levels. And this shift, it indicates that current homeowners are more financially secure, which reduces the risk, virtually eliminates the risk altogether of widespread defaults that really kind of characterized the whole 2008 crash. Furthermore, Florida's real estate market benefits from continuous infrastructure development. Projects like the Brightline high-speed rail expansion and the improvements to major highways, that enhances all the connectivity and the accessibility, boosting property values and economic activity. You see, such investments, they ensure long-term growth and stability in the region. You know, metaphorically speaking, investing in Florida real estate today, I don't even live in Florida, but I can see it very clearly. It's like planting a tree in extremely fertile soil. It might not yield fruit immediately, but with time and patience, it will grow. It has to, providing shade and sustenance for years to come. Today's market is fundamentally different from 2008 due to stronger lending standards, continuous infrastructure development, and a resilient economy. But this time around, we've got significantly more people at home buying age than we did in 2008. You know, for a market to crash, you need more houses than people. And right now, we got the opposite. The country is playing a massive game of catch-up when it comes to building houses. By focusing on these aspects, investors can confidently navigate the current market, secure in the knowledge that they are building a stable and prosperous future. So don't be swayed by fear. Embrace the opportunities that come with today's market conditions. Subscribe and we'll grow. We'll build our wealth together.
Stop spending countless hours on busy work and focus on growing your real estate business and maximizing your return. Baselane is a comprehensive property management platform that caters to the needs of landlords and real estate investors by offering a suite of financial tools designed to simplify the management of rental properties. The platform provides features like dedicated banking services, automated bookkeeping, rent collection, and insightful analytics to help landlords landlords manage their properties more efficiently. With Baselane, users can streamline their rental property finances, automate various administrative tasks, and gain valuable insight to make informed decisions about their investment.
Head over to baselane.com/match
and sign up today for a free chance to win a $500 Amazon gift card. Sign up for free, no monthly fees. That's
baselane.com/match.
baselane.com/match. That's baselane.com/MATT.
And that wraps up the Epic Show. If you found this episode valuable, who else do you know that might too? There's a really good chance you know someone else who would. And when their name comes to mind, please share it with them and ask them to click the subscribe button when they get here, and I'll take great care of them. God loves you, and so do I. Health, peace, blessings, and success to you. I'm Matt Terrio, living the dream.
Yeah, we got cash flow. You didn't know, homeboy, we got cash flow.
President Barack Obama.
Virginia, we are counting on you. Republicans want to steal enough seats in Congress to rig the next election and wield unchecked power for two more years. But you can stop them by voting yes by April 21st. Help put our elections back on a level playing field and let voters decide, not politicians. Vote yes by April 21st.
Paid for by Virginians for Fair Elections.
USAA knows dynamic duos can save the day, like superheroes and sidekicks or auto and home insurance. With USAA, you can bundle your auto and home and save up to 10%. Tap the banner to learn more and get a quote at usaa.com/bundle. Restrictions apply.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.